Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention into your heart space. If you wish, place your hands upon your heart. And let it just settle in and feel the gentle rhythm. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As you feel your heartbeat beneath your fingers, know that there is God in you that is beating your heart, without you being the least bit aware. You take it for granted. You're oblivious to the fact that it is keeping you alive, circulating the blood around your system, and taking out away from your system that which is no longer necessary. So let us be very conscious and intentional as we take in the first of three deep breaths. Inhale. Lower your diaphragm, expand your rib cage, and breathe in the breath of life. Gently, slowly release. As we prepare to take our second deep breath, set the intention to be present in this moment. No distractions or concerns about what we have to do for the rest of the day. But in this minute, in this moment, just be aware of the breath. Inhale. Gently, slowly release. As we take our third and final deep breath in, just allow all thoughts to sink to the bottom. And if you should be distracted, just breathe. Your mind gently back. Inhale. I'd like to share with you something from the Sikh tradition. Peace is empty. Peace is kind. And to those who are neither empty nor kind, be kind. Fill them with your love. Fill them with your longing. There is no path wider nor straighter. It is the way of your heart to see the gates swing open, welcoming you and welcoming me, the we, the us, the universal being. The song is infinite, the sound resonant and uplifting. Nothing more to search for. We are found unresistant to the truth, surrendered, compelled to love and understand. The wrinkles in our hesitation, the greenness in our vision, unbalanced and trusting, we will be true to you and to me. So be at peace, and peace will be with you. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, Thou who art both transcendent and immanent, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, seeking to be at peace with ourselves, seeking to be at peace with each other, seeking to be at peace with all inhabitants of this world. Our teacher said that we should seek the peace that passes all human understanding, and that peace can only be found in you. So as we surrender, as we rest, as we consciously align ourselves with the truth of our being, that we are made in your image and likeness. That image and likeness is peace, is love, is kindness. May we embody these attributes within ourselves. May we truly learn to have these attributes for ourselves. And in so doing, may we then see and have it for others. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, we hold in our hearts all our loved ones at this time, desiring nothing but their good and best and most needed blessings for their lives. You know what they have need of even before they have need of it. So we ask that you bless them with all that they desire, with all that they need, whether they are aware of it or not. Holding in our hearts at this time, all those who are suffering, for whatever reason, be it murders, the senseless killing in Vegas, the hatred of one religion against another, be it Hindus and Muslims, be it Beringos and Buddhists, be it Protestants and Catholics, be it Jews and Palestinians, this beautiful world all over is experiencing strife. May we be a vessel of peace and love and light. Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, remove anything in us that is not in alignment with your spirit. Remove any selfishness, any thoughts that we are superior to anything or anyone else. Remove anything that makes us feel separate from one another or separate from you. Create in us a clean heart, as the psalmist said. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, you know what we have need of even before we have need of it. And we know it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom, that kingdom that contains all that is good. May we release any doubts, any sense of unworthiness, that we may claim all that you have desired for us since the dawn of time. And as we receive your blessings, may we share them. We're holding in this time in our hearts all those that lead and govern us. May you touch their spirit, that wisdom may prevail, that they look beyond separation, borders, and boundaries, and see that we are one kind, humankind. May we honor this beautiful sentient planet and all its inhabitants. Respect the earth, the air, the waters, divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is. I give thanks that you go before us and prepare our way, making smooth and successful for whatever is before us this day. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful, and so it is. Together we say Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Take a deep breath in as we say our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God,
the light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
My beloveds, I wish you a blessed and beautiful day, and I look forward to joining you on Sunday for Reving Sunday Soul Connection.
Thank you.